I'd like to welcome everyone out this morning. This is our regular session of Commissioners Court, Tuesday, April the 15th, 2014. I'm going to give the invocation this morning, and then we'll stand for our pledges. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful that we could all be here together today. We're thankful for this county that we live in, this great state, and this great nation. We're thankful for the liberties that we all share and for the freedoms that we are able to exercise. We're grateful for the chance that we have to serve in this county. We're thankful for those that we serve and the job that we have to do. We pray that your Spirit will be here with us and guide us. Help us make good decisions and do those things which are best for our residents and our taxpayers. We are always thankful for the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ, our Savior, and we say these things in his name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item 3 is consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. 3B is payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Barker to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item 3 is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Or budget amendments?
Move to approve budget amendments.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Accounts payable.
I have a question on that historical 5% retainer, $19,775. When that's paid, will that actually come out of this year's budget or revert back to it?
I'll have to look back. I think it's going to come out of this year's budget, but I'll have to look back. The outside auditors prepared some preliminary journal entries for me to make. And I want to say that what we've paid so far out of this year, they dated it back to last year. So I'm not aware.
And did we get those concerns taken care of before we paid?
I told Chuck if he had anything to say regarding the final payment, he needed to be here.
Well,
I'm hearing bits and pieces. So
everything's finished except for one sign that needs to be placed down here by this door.
Well, they were concerned about the heat in the restroom and the air conditioning and the leaky door.
He can't be here because he's having to be at the jail this morning. He said he's mentioned that several times to them about the ducting while they were still working on it, and they said that that was not part of the original plan when it was drawn up, so I don't know anything about that.
Well, it's cold and lazy down on the bottom floor.
Well, I mean, you can't say that it's not part of the plan to adequately heat and cool the bathroom. I mean, that's...
I mean, it's cold.
I'll move to pay accounts payable except the MMI check.
I'll second that.
Until those two problems are resolved.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Barker to pay accounts payable except for MMI. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
And if you have to, send them a notice, or whoever needs to. It's not you. Okay, I don't know if you need an explanation why it wouldn't be paid.
I'll give you the phone number.
I'll call.
Good.
I'll handle it.
I'll make a note of that.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Three F is accept for recording auditor's reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, and all we had was the financial report. Financial statement.
Motion to record.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item 3G are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion to approve those.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 4 is discuss and take action to reduce the county permanent school fund and distribute the amount of the reduction to the independent school districts of the county. There's currently $1,134,35,000. I looked in the financial statement. 72. Page 70 something. Or
if I would use my table of contents.
Or if we're you bragging on those table of contents, it'd be good.
I prepared a distribution based on 1.1 million. 36. How much is it?
1.134,193. Right.
So $1,134,000 and a little change. The distribution is based on a per scholastic basis. And I provided y'all a copy of all that. So, and that, this is not written in stone, it's whatever the court wants to do.
Madam Treasurer. We use on the permanent school fund is, I know what that is. There's really not as much need to hold a little bit of that money for taxes and stuff, like, because we usually do that with the available funds, right?
The mayor does pay the taxes. Right. And he pays the schools usually. This money right here, the whole time I've been here for 33 years, we've never paid anything out of it.
It's just been sitting there.
It's just sitting there, and it's all the interest it's ever made has gone to available school.
Okay, interest goes to available.
Okay. Yeah, it goes directly to available. Okay. Now, it's sitting in text pool right now. It's not here. I'd have to bring it in to do whatever, and it's going to take a little bit of time to do that.
Well, I know we have some production out there now, so there's going to be a little, it'll begin to build.
It'll grow a little faster, right?
Once they get to
the... Right.
The damage is that we've been getting the money on has gone into available school here.
And usually hold a little bit of that back.
We have a little over $7,000 sitting in textbook that is available also.
Okay.
Does the lease money go in available or permanent?
It goes into available.
Available.
Royalties. The royalties go into permanent.
I didn't know about lease money.
Yeah, it all goes in there, and that's where off and pays the schools from y'all's direction.
I like the way you've got it prepared here, Judge. Just
how much are you?
1.1 even.
I'll move to disperse this school permanent school fund as presented by the judge.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer. Go ahead.
Is there a letter going out with this to the schools?
I'll prepare one.
Because the laws, how they understand how they can spend it.
Their request
include the law.
But yes.
Okay. Well, I didn't have anything on that. And I knew that you and I had talked, but I didn't have anything, she didn't have anything.
I'll give you a copy. Motion back.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Do you want this paid out?
Just whenever you can get, pull the money out of text pool. They've been waiting, because I've been waiting to get letters from them. So some of them have been waiting for about 6 weeks. So if they have to wait another 3 or 4 weeks, it's not going to matter.
Good, because I've got school next week, so I can get it all.
The motion is by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Hefner to distribute the permanent school fund as prepared by me. Those in favor?
Aye.
And that's approved. Item 5 is discuss and take action to purchase Adobe Acrobat standard software for the Upshur County District Clerk's Office for e-filing out of the Upshur County Records Management Fund. Ms. Bullock needs to have this so that she can do e-filing specifically with the Court of Appeals. She has to file her appeals with the Court of Appeals by e-filing now. And the only way we can do it with our current software is to buy Adobe.
That's to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Hefner to approve the purchase of Adobe Acrobat standard for the District Clerk's Office out of Records Management Funds. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
That was $627.34. Needs to know.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and put that in the record. Shows okay. The amount. Item 6 is discuss and take action to approve resolution for grant application 205-2807 for the Upshur County Family Violence Program Project. This is Ms. Ogerman's grant that keeps her here with us. So we certainly need to do that.
Move to approve application or resolution. Which one would it be?
It's a resolution.
Resolution. For grant application number 205-2807.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the resolution in support of the family violence grant. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. You need an original copy of the resolution?
I will need one, Judge. If I can just get a certified copy.
Okay, so we'll just put it in the record. Okay.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you. Thank y'all for being here. Item 7 is discuss and take action to approve contract for mental health services with Community Health Corps. We contribute $15,000 per year to Community Health Corps, and we need this contract in place to keep us on the right track. They keep their clinic open down here. They also provide emergency mental health services when we have either I or a JP.
Is that a no charge?
Yeah, that's no charge.
Okay. Move to approve contract with Mental Health Services with Community Health Corps.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the agreement between Upshur County and Community Health Corps. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 8 is discuss and take action to approve resolution authorizing the Commissioner's Court of Upshur County to submit an application to the Office of Rural Affairs within the Texas Department of Agriculture for STEP funding on behalf of Pritchett Water Supply Corporation and authorizing the County Judge to act as the authorized representative for Upshur County in all matters pertaining to the application. Melinda's here if y'all have any questions.
This is just like we've done before, isn't it?
Correct. This is one of the volunteer-driven projects. Bridget Wire Supply has successfully completed one of these a couple years ago. It's about 36,000 linear feet of replacement water lines. Right now, they're about 1-inch and 2-inch lines, and due to the growth in the area, the TCEQ requires that it's 6-inch water mains. So they haven't decided yet. But it's one of those, if it's not taken care of, the water supply would be
signed
by the TCEQ for
violating
the maximum number of connections for the system.
And the county just handles the money. We're not out of
it. Correct. Bridget Wire Supply will take care of any incidental expenses, any advertising expenses. I'll
be sure that, if I understand it right, Amazing Grants will follow up on all of the necessary future regulations and paperwork and all that kind of stuff with the state? How's that work?
Correct. After procurement, we're in the beginning stages of the grant. So whoever is hired to administer the contract will be taking care of everything, all the paperwork, keeping the files, just like on any of the other CDBG incentives.
I move to approve the resolution.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the resolution and items in item 8. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 9 is discuss and take action to authorize the county judge to enter into an agreement with Pritchett Water Supply Corporation. And Pritchett Water Supply Corporation agrees to provide services addressed in the STEP application.
Move to authorize county judge to enter into agreement with Pritchett Water Supply Corporation.
Second.
To address the STEP organization.
Motion's by Commissioner Spencer and seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve item 9. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
There's a motion second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.